Families and individuals who are struggling to make ends meet can qualify for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to meet their nutritional needs, but there are other needs besides food, particularly for women. These SNAP benefits, or food stamps, cannot be used to purchase feminine hygiene products, and this puts a strain on many women and families. Helping Women, Period, was started to help women receive the products they need when they need them. Joining us today for Current State's Neighbors in Action are Amy Stevenson and Lizney Tate. They are co-founders of Helping Women, Period. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
I should say welcome back, actually. And we're also joined by Leah Widener. Leah is a volunteer and special projects coordinator at Haven House East Lansing, which is one of the many charitable partners that receives products from Helping Women, Period. Leah, welcome.
Thank you.
Amy, I'll start with you. Just give us a brief history lesson here on how Helping Women, Period, got launched.
In January of 2015, Lizney and I both happened to read the same Huffington Post article, which articulated for us the first time the dire need of feminine hygiene products to the homeless community in particular. And as a result of reading that article, we set out to have a small breakfast to raise some funds and make a quick donation to a few homeless charities. And the response to our request for that breakfast and for fundraising was overwhelming, and from that, our organization was born a year and a half ago. Mm.
Lizney, how exactly do your services work here?
Well, we take orders from local charities. We work with almost 45 charities in the area, and they just tell us what they need, and we use our donations to purchase it from Mishco, and we take it to them. Just deliver it.
Yeah. How have these 15 months gone here? Has the organization grown? Has it been a lot of growing pains or what?
It's grown exponentially every month. We've raised more money in the first 6 months of this year than we did the entire year last year. Luckily, Lizney and I have resources of legal, financial, marketing, fundraising folks that have helped us grow and navigate the development of our organization, but it's grown tremendously.
How did this get overlooked? Why did the need grow to the point that it did?
I think people don't like to talk about periods and feminine products, and I think, not to sound sexist, but there's a lot of men in the who make the decisions about what SNAP is, and so I think that's probably a big part of it.
A lot of people assume that it's covered under SNAP, then, is what you're saying?
And a lot of folks, including Lizney and I, have donated to places like Haven House in the past of shampoo, soap. And even we didn't think about these items until we read the article. Mm. And then once we did, it was such a glaring need that we realized we had to do something to fill it.
Leah, you work at Haven House. The organization's been here on Current State, Neighbors in Action, before. Remind us what Haven House does.
Haven House is a family homeless shelter in East Lansing, and we are the only shelter in mid-Michigan that allows men to join and teenage boys to join their families when they're seeking housing. And we've been around for a little over 30 years, and we work with about 140 families every year trying to get them into housing.
You've been on board with Helping Women, Period, from the get-go?
Since day one, yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. What difference have their services made in the services you provide?
Well, it's a huge difference. I mean, like they mentioned, SNAP doesn't cover these benefits, and our families are in such need of supplemental income and benefits that we don't have budget lines for. So just like we don't have a lot of money to buy diapers for babies, we don't have any money to buy feminine hygiene products. So instead of asking the community for donations when we need them, we're able to supply our families in housing, up to 30 at any given time, and those in shelter with the products that we get from Helping Women, Period.
How much of a financial difference can this make? I mean, how much money can these services save a woman or a family?
I mean, it can be upwards of $50 a month. A box of tampons can be $7. And if you have more than one daughter or a woman in your family, that's a lot of money. I mean, we have women with 4 or 5 daughters, dads with daughters. It's a lot of money for our families with a hygiene budget that they might not even have at all, that they have to buy this. And you want to buy it, especially when you have daughters who just want to have that dignity and to feel normal while they're in school.
Amy, how has it worked out which organizations you work with here?
We've partnered with a lot of charities similar to Haven House that provide alternative housing. We've also partnered with numerous food banks in the area, churches, shelters, and we are reaching out to school districts in the fall so that we can provide these supplies to low-income students in area schools as well.
Mm. Now, is the school piece kind of a new direction for you here? It kind of sounds like it is.
We're sending letters out just to kind of gauge the interest in the storage capacity to see what we can do. We don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. So right now we're just spending the summer to do some fact finding and see what the demand is. But we anticipate it'll be substantial. As Leah said, these teenagers and middle school girls need these items just like any other woman.
Do you feel like how much of the demand, how much pent-up demand have you satisfied in your first year and a half?
A lot. I don't think we have any quantitative, numbers. But it's just amazing. Everybody who I talk to, because I deal with the charities most directly, and they're just so grateful and so amazed that we would offer this. And it takes a while to convince them that we're going to be here.
That's Lizney Tate, one of the co-founders of Helping Women, period. We're also joined by the group's other co-founder, Amy Stevenson. Leah Widener also joins us. Leah is a volunteer and special projects coordinator at Haven House. Helping Women, period, partners with Haven House and many other charities to help women receive feminine hygiene products that they need. Amy, there's a group similar to yours in New York called Racket. And the group's founder is the lead plaintiff in a class action tampon tax lawsuit in New York State. A handful of other states have gotten rid of the so-called tampon tax. Do you follow what's going on here in Michigan regarding this issue?
We do. There's a woman out of Macomb County, District 18, and her name is State Representative Sarah Roberts. And in January, she submitted 3 bills to the House that would waive the tax on tampons, which really does place, back to Leah's case, an undue burden, especially of all women, but of women of low income. So she has 3 bills, one to eliminate the sales tax. The other two are to provide tampons free of charge in schools and in all state buildings. So we do track not only the activity in Michigan and just to stay informed about it, but what other states and countries are doing. As a matter of fact, Canada has abolished tax on all feminine hygiene products, as well as 5 or 7 other states throughout the country.
There have been a few bills, I understand, that have been introduced that haven't gone anywhere. What's the hang up there?
Well, that's a good question. They were submitted January 25th of this year and are in the tax committee, I believe, and they have not been scheduled for a hearing yet. So we're curious to see where that will go, and we try to keep our donors and volunteers updated on the state of that legislation. So if that's something you believe in, write into your representatives and share with them that you feel those undue taxes should be waived for these products.
Even President Obama has weighed in on this.
He has.
I'm learning. I didn't know that until yesterday, but now I know it.
He's a smart man for many reasons, but in his response of what he thought about the tax, it's considered a luxury, and so therefore it's taxed, unlike medical items such as Viagra, which are not taxed. And his response was, well, I think Michelle would care to disagree that that's considered a luxury, and he left it at that.
Okay. Leah, what does it mean to these families you work with at Haven House to receive these products?
It means a great deal. I was actually able to get in touch with a mom yesterday who has 4 daughters, all in middle or high school. And I spoke to one of her daughters. And she remembers when she didn't have to ask for these things. And just like asking for clothes when you grow or things like that, she feels bad because she knows her mom struggles. She's living on limited income and her daughter's too young to work. I mean, we have a lot of women who just don't have the ability to go out to the store and spend $7 and not think about it. Yeah. That can be a big part of their budget. And for her to feel normal like anyone else, a lot of us don't have to think. We just had those things. But to have to feel bad about asking your mom to purchase but not having to think about that anymore makes a really big difference for our families. And we're just so glad that we're able to provide those items because of partnerships that we create, like with Helping Women, period.
Lizney, what is your hope for the organization? Are you still in growth mode here?
Yes.
Okay.
We could easily. There's need all over the state, and we concentrate just on the 3 counties right now: Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton. We do a little bit in Shiawassee, but we haven't done any push, and that's almost it's a full-time job between the two of us. And I don't know, we would really like to go further. We do have an affiliate starting in Chicago So a woman reached out and she said she really wanted to be part of us. And so she's starting her own Helping Women period, but in the Chicago area.
We tried to talk about volunteers here on Neighbors in Action. It kind of suggests the role that volunteers can play. What do your volunteers do, Amy?
Our volunteers, first of all, are amazing. They have stepped up every day for the last 15, 16 months to support us. And what folks can do who would like to help is you can donate financially, first and foremost, because we get bulk items from Mishco, and so we're able to stretch the dollar quite far as opposed to what you might buy at Target. So for a $50 donation, we can purchase 500 tampons. Mm. But you can also donate product on our website. We have 6 to 7 different drop-off areas. And you can also sew bags if you're in a quilting group or a sewing bag so that we can distribute these items discreetly. We always need bags to put them in. So financial donations, product donations, and especially bags to distribute would be lovely.
Want to thank all of our guests, 3 guests here in the studio today. That doesn't happen too often. Amy Stevenson and Lisney Tate are the co-founders of Helping Women, period. We also want to thank Leah Widener, volunteer and special products coordinator at Haven House East Lansing, which is one of the charities that partners with this group to distribute feminine hygiene products to women in need. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you. Continued
luck. Current states looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions. currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us @KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.